Shukran for raising this very important question. And I think this is one of those subjects where people, you know, steer away from, but it's crucial conversations that's needed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, certainly. And I think, broadly speaking, the question that I posed a little bit earlier, in addition to the one around whether or not parents should be held accountable, is what does justice look like in an instance where minors commit crimes, and because they are, by their very nature, they are minors, they aren't held accountable in the same way as adults perhaps would. What does justice then look like in a situation like that? And it sort of helps to frame the broader conversation around this particular topic. What's your take on it?
This is, like I said to you, it's a very sensitive conversation, but we should really look at it case by case basis, because accountability should, you know, depend on the content. Did the parent neglect this as a duty of parenting this child, or was the person genuinely unaware of what? And you know what, this case that you are referring to had me thinking about what my brother as a young child did. I think he was also around about 10. My mother was not well at home and was sleeping, and he stole the family car, went on a escapade journey through, I don't know what went through his mind, but I mean, I'm thinking of as a sister, as a family member of this person, although he didn't cause a death, but you know, he caused an accident at the end of the day. And if I take it from my parents' perspective, well raised and yet he committed this crime, it wasn't to a point where it was open the case or anything, because everything was reasonably discussed, because he drove into a company vehicle. And so my parents took the responsibility of paying for the damages, and that they did as a parent. Where you look at a child, another person's life was taken, and I mean, you can look at cases like Naima that was shot, a 14-year-old that was shot by a 16-year-old, and he only received 10 years. So you must really look at it case by case. There's no straight line that you can say, yes, parents should be held accountable, because you can raise your child to a certain point, but if a child is pressured by peers to do something just to fit into society, what ground do we as parents stand on? Because you can raise your child as good and as much as you want to inside of your house, but if your child leaves the front door, and he is pressured by peers to join a gang or to do certain things that you don't even know of as a parent, what do we do? Because if you take Western province, we live in a violent state. And so, yes, children do certain things, and yes, sometimes bad things happen. But can you blame all parents? Because if you think of it, you have parents out there that capitalize on their children's criminal activities. That is a parent that I would take hold accountable. But then you get a parent that goes to work 24/7, try to provide for the child, and the child is unfortunately left to his own and oppressed by peers. Do you hold a parent like that accountable? So really, we have to look at it case by case. And that's my response to it.
I guess in a broader sense, there's also perhaps the challenge of who then makes the determination of whether or not the parents have actively played their role or have done what they needed to do, and ultimately make a determination who then is responsible, if the parents should be held responsible or not. Because quite frankly speaking, the state is incapable as we know from a justice perspective, even to handle the caseloads that they have at the moment. We know about the resource challenges and all of the rest.
Yes.
So essentially, who then makes that determination to say, you know what, yes, this parent has done everything that they could to ensure that this child does not end up in a circumstance like this, or not?
So if you leave it to society, then obviously each parent will be punished.
Hmm.
But we have a supposed to have a justice system, a support system. And before any punishment, there should be a just investment of, you know, what is the involvement of the parents in this case?
Hmm.
Because I was thinking of last night of the Devaney case in Caledon, where the young boy was, I think he was 17 when he arrested. He killed Devaney, but he had a previous case also. So you ask the question, what intervention was done with this child with his previous case? And can you blame the parent for this? For him raping and killing a child? If I look at Cameron Wilson, from a very young age, he was you know, criminal activities. He lived in Valhalla. Parents were, or his father, let me say, was also a criminal. And he went on this killing spree, being a serial killer by the age of 18.
Hmm.
And you really blame a parent for a son to become a serial killer? Was it society itself that has allowed him to? Because can one person stop a serial killer? And who influenced him to become that serial killer? It was society. It wasn't really just his one parent or his mother or his father. It was what society has allowed him to do, if you think of it in that way.